Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Senators move forward today with a plan to let Americans legally take advantage of the savings on cheaper prescription drugs from north of the border. They approved a bill that would alter a federal ban on importing prescription medicine into the U.S. It would create a loophole to bring them in from Canada. Customs agents would no longer be able to stop people carrying approved medicines for which they had a valid prescription. Louisiana Senator David Vitter came up with the plan. He says customs need to focus on what he calls the true priority, the war on terror, securing America's borders, rather than worrying about small amounts of prescription drugs. But opponents say they're worried the drugs could pose a terror risk. Republican Judd Gregg said he envisions a terrorist filling a medicine bottle with anthrax. The White House today saying it's moving to conform to the recent Supreme Court ruling dealing with detainees at Guantanamo Bay prison camp and elsewhere. White House spokesman Tony Snow says under the policy outlined in a Pentagon memo, all people being held there and elsewhere in U.S. military custody are entitled to protections provided by the Geneva Conventions. That's an apparent reversal of the Bush administration's earlier insistence that detainees are not entitled to those protections because they're not prisoners of war. Tony Snow insists, quote, it's not really a reversal. Snow says the high court ruling that blocks military tribunals for those at Guantanamo is a complex decision. He insists this does not change Bush's desire to work with Congress to hold those military tribunals. The Bush administration today again blasting those revelations about government efforts to round up international finance data as very damaging to anti-terror programs. A Treasury Department undersecretary told Congress the disclosure of the secret database compromised one of the department's most valuable programs and will make efforts to track terrorist financing and prevent terror attacks harder. George Bush says it's proof his tax cuts are working, pointing to new figures show the deficit is lower than predicted. Bush says the economy is continuing an economic resurgence. Not everybody's impressed. Congressman John Pratt, the ranking Democrat in the House Budget Committee, says it's still one of the four largest deficits in American history. Other critics say the Bush administration projected higher deficits, so it appears to be good news when it's not as bad as their pessimistic forecast earlier. This is Air America Radio News.
economy's growing, federal taxes are rising, and we're cutting the federal deficit faster than we expected.
And the three bears live in a house in the forest. There's Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear. We'll have more to say about and expand about and elucidate and all those other big words about Bush's deficit reduction statement today a little bit later in the program. Who's more delusional, do you think? Bush standing out there with that kind of snotty little arrogant schoolboy bully look on his face singing the praises of the budget deficit he created, or Rumsfeld, the sick old bastard, singing the praises of his failures in defeating the Taliban in Afghanistan? You know, I get the feeling sometimes that none of these people listen to the warning that Hugh Romney put out there in 1969. We're getting some reports here about the brown acid going around is, you know, it's not exactly cool. But so there's a warning on that one. You know, it's your head, so whatever. You remember that, don't you? Well, yeah, he was, his name was Wavy Gravy, but his name was Hugh Romney, the hog farm. Oh, never mind. It could be me, or maybe they are all just sounding stupider and stupider and stupider. Rumsfeld sounded like he's on death's door today. We got some sound from him. He's in Afghanistan, where the school teachers are being beheaded by the Taliban, and the little schoolgirls are having acid thrown in their faces. And Rumsfeld, because they're attending school, and Rumsfeld is there today talking about the glorious situation where democracy is certainly taking root. Oh, yeah. Massive explosions in the subway system in India, which overshadowed the violence in Iraq today, which left more than 40 dead. It's really been a bloody summer. It's been a bloody 5 years. Ever since this rat bastard stole the presidency, it has been blood and death. I've said over and over again, this is a pro-death administration. They have unleashed. Now, I can just hear a concerted, so what, are you going to blame India's bombs on George? Yes. Absolutely. When you pull that cork out of the bottle and unleash the kinds of forces that are unleashed in the Middle East right now, there's no telling what can happen. And it is happening. But if you listen to Rumsfeld and Bush today, things are peachy. People are playing soccer. And the budget deficit is only $300 billion.
I always maintain that in what you were just saying about the violence, that with Bush's doctrine of preemption, that it just gave everybody permission.
Of course.
Go kill, go bomb, go do whatever you want. You know, preemptive war. You can always say, hey, I'm just defending myself.
That's it. Got an email here from someone who signs it, Love Dave. Dear Mike, I am upset with how you handled a phone call last night from a caller from Georgia who asked you what you were doing to make a political difference beside Bush ranting. When you became defensive and asked him what he was doing with his church leaders to discuss the issues, which is not what I said, but that's right, you became more abusive, stating that he was a closed-minded bigot and hung up on him when he told you that he believes in the Bible and what the Bible says about homosexual relationships. It sounds to me, after listening on more than one occasion, that you are the one that has difficulty keeping an open mind, and that there are a lot of Christians out there that are frustrated because they see that the administration supports some biblical ideologies, but not others. Are you keeping score? Okay, good. Going off on him and calling him a bigot may have had some entertainment value, but I don't think this approach is going to help make change. In other words, I don't think this is as simple as believing that either you're an extreme liberal and accepted by your station, or a closed-minded bigot that has no hope. I think you should humble yourself and see that there is division within Christianity about politics. And I don't see how your station serves to bridge the gap, but seems to polarize and frustrate it even more. In contrast, I think that by being open to and accepting all kinds of callers is a great tool for initiating change. God. Moreover, I think you should consider publicly apologizing for your statements made last night. However, by admitting mistakes and seeing shortfalls in your approach is not what people scrolling the dial, bored out of their mind late at night and frustrated, would find entertaining. In other words, extremism has greater entertainment value and is probably more popular. I hope that one day reconciliation has greater value. Love, Dave. Oh, Dave, Dave, Dave. First of all, I don't become abusive until I hear a degree of asininity that is just more than I can handle. And as far as being abusive, if calling someone out on their bigotry and prejudice is being abusive, then I would suggest, Dave, that you stay home. Don't even go to the store, because the world is much too abusive for you. Yeah, I said the guy is a closed-minded bigot. Anyone who follows this biblical jive turkey nonsense about gay folk. These are not Christians. They may be Taliban-like ancient Jewish scholars huddling down under a pile of camel dung out in the desert someplace 5,000 years ago, trying to understand the thunder in the sky and, oh, that must be God! But this guy claimed to be a Christian. A Christian is supposed to be somebody who follows the teachings of Christ. Tell me, Dave, what did Jesus say about queers? I'll wait. Anybody who prattles on that the Bible is against homosexual relationships is a freak, a superstitious moron, and deserves all the abuse I can heap on him or her. And then Dave writes, a lot of Christians out there are frustrated because they see the administration support some biblical ideologies. Dave, what the hell is this administration doing supporting any biblical ideologies? This is a political situation. You want biblical ideologies? Go see the Pope or the chief rabbi or the imam. Biblical ideologies in government. Oh, good. That's the way to go, Dave. That guarantees mass slaughter. Open your eyes, Dave. Look around the planet. I don't think this approach, Dave writes, is going to help make change, going off on him and calling him a bigot. Dave, I'm not here to make change. Sounds like I'm taking bus tokens. I'm not here as an agent of change, Dave. I'm here as somebody who screams and yells and bitches and lets steam off because of the insanity of what's going on in this country. I'm not interested in change. I'm interested in truth. People make their own change, or they don't. Just float in it. He says, I think you should humble yourself and see that there is division within Christianity about politics. Again, that's disgusting. Anytime a superstitious collection of just totally insane ideas about beings running around in the sky and dead people coming up out of the dirt and, you know, the rapture and seven-headed whores rising up out of the sea, and you're going to talk to me about my irrationality? Okay, go right ahead. In other words, extremism, Dave Wright says, greater entertainment value is probably more popular. Well, maybe that's why the Bible is such a bestseller, because it is extreme. It is all about incest and mass death and betrayal and murder and sickness and lies and deceit and cheating and a child butchery. And, you know, as far as quoting the Bible or attempting to quote the Bible to me, Dave, I don't know if you're married, I don't know if you have kids, but I tell you what, next time your child lies to you, your six-year-old, take her out in the backyard and behead her, because that's what the Bible instructs you to do. Okay? You hope that one day reconciliation has greater value than extremism? Yeah, me too. And when people like you, Dave, learn to understand that your Jesus never said anything about gay folk, maybe you can work toward reconciliation. What do you think?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Oh, and Dave, one more thing. I just got this. It's dated today. It's from Arutz Sheva, IsraelNationalNews.com. Arutz Sheva. My Hebrew is not all that good. Here's what it says. A leaflet distributed in several neighborhoods in Jerusalem offered 20,000 shekels, I believe that is, to anyone who kills participants in the International Gay Pride Parade scheduled to take place in Jerusalem next month. The flyer also suggested that firebombs be used to kill the participants and gave instructions on how to construct them. The parade has generated much opposition from many religious groups in the city who are opposed to the holding of such a parade in Jerusalem. Public opinion polls show that the vast majority of Jerusalem residents are against the parade. Later this week, a police report is expected to be issued as to whether the parade is considered a security risk. If the report determines that it is, the parade may be canceled. The U.S. Army is planning to call two journalists. The attack on journalists in this country is unceasing all of a sudden. First, the Bush crime family, the Justice Department, now the United States military. And one can't help but sit back and risk being smug and saying, well, they brought it on themselves. For the past 5 years, journalists in this country, for the most part, there are exceptions, for the most part, have been enablers of this gang of psychopaths that now control just about every institution, including the military, in this country. So now the Army plans to call two journalists as witnesses to support charges filed against an officer who refused to fight in Iraq because of his objections to the war. We're talking about First Lieutenant Aaron Watada, who's facing charges over his refusal to deploy to Iraq with his unit a couple of weeks ago and choosing to remain at the Fort Lewis base in Washington State. According to Reuters, last week the Army charged Watada with missing his deployment, conduct unbecoming an officer, and contempt toward officials. If found guilty on all charges, he faces up to 7 years confinement, dismissal, and forfeiture of pay. To prove that he made contemptuous comments about George Bush and therefore engaged in conduct unbecoming an officer, the Army plans to call two journalists to attest to comments made Watada made during interviews. That's according to this officer's lawyer. In the charge sheet, the Army also said Watada made, quote, disgraceful, close quote, statements about the president. How do you make disgraceful statements about this halfwit? Watada, whose supporters say is the first commissioned U.S. officer to publicly refuse to serve in Iraq, has called the war and U.S. occupation of Iraq illegal and said his participation would make him party to war crimes. The charge sheet quotes Watada as saying in one interview, quote, as I read about the level of deception the Bush administration used to initiate and process this war, I was shocked. I became ashamed of wearing the uniform, end quote. His attorney argues that these kinds of comments are within Watada's First Amendment rights to make because he is stating a political position without inciting other people to acts of protest. The lawyer said, quote, the comments have been basically directed toward the way in which we went to war. He's not out to call the president names or be disrespectful to his superiors, end quote. Well, Mr. Attorney, that doesn't mean anything to the Bush crime family or its military wing. If the curtain is ever pulled back and the little man running the controls in the land of Oz that has become the United States government and all of its offspring, the whole thing will collapse. So, yeah, the Army will prosecute him. Do you know about Suzanne Swift? 21-year-old military police officer who decided to go AWOL because of the trauma she experienced in the Army, both at her base in Fort Lewis and in Iraq. She was sexually assaulted by her superior. On June 11, 2006, the Eugene, Oregon Police Department came to her mother's home and without showing a warrant took Suzanne to jail. She's now detained also at Fort Lewis. You can get information about this at Suzanne Swift, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, swift.org, suzanneswift.org. Are you all familiar with this? Amy in Minneapolis sent this to me. I had heard about this a couple of weeks ago, and it just got lost in the stack. If you go to the website that says this is a website supporting the case of U.S. Army Specialist Suzanne Swift, a veteran of the Iraq War and a survivor of systemic sexual assault during a military service. As you explore these pages, you can learn many things, including the facts behind Specialist Swift's experiences while serving in Iraq, how deeply her courage in demanding a stop to her abuse has resonated among veterans groups and social justice organizations worldwide, and links to aid in the survivorship of those who continue to survive in circumstances that are criminally common. Facing redeployment to Iraq, Specialist Swift, while serving under the command of the same individuals now under investigation for rape and sexual harassment, chose to go absent without leave rather than subjugate herself to the horrors she experienced during her first tour of duty. And you can get more information on this, go to SuzanneSwift.org. SuzanneSwift.org. Boy, the hits just keep on coming, don't they? Huh? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it.
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Got this email from SK. Mike, I would like to offer the following memorial to Sid Barrett. He was a man not understood well by strangers. He had a childlike sensibility, and that made all those who knew him come to understand that he was not to blame for his simplicity and his innocent view of the world. He loved music and knew the power that music could convey. The saddest part of losing Sid is that he may have been more sane and caring than all of us left alive. The diamond was not so crazy after all. Shine on. Pink Floyd has indeed lost its crazy diamond. The reason I'm mentioning this is because we play so much Pink Floyd music on this program. And as far as being a seminal rock band, I don't think that is in dispute. And we can't talk about the Bush crime family and murder and destruction all the time, right? According to reports, Sid Barrett died peacefully at home last Friday at age 60, according to his brother. He had been in ill health for years, battling type 2 diabetes as well as stomach ulcers. Barrett was the one who masterminded Pink Floyd's breakthrough album, Pipers at the Gates of Dawn, before being sidelined in the late 60s by what his bandmates and other people called LSD-induced behavioral problems. It was Sid Barrett who teamed up with Roger Waters, Nick Mason, and Richard Wright to launch Pink Floyd in 1965. In January 68, his bandmates invited friend and fellow guitarist, vocalist David Gilmour to take over playing Barrett's parts during live shows because Barrett had become impossible to walk out on a stage. Pink Floyd's Sid Barrett, dead at the age of 60 last Friday. That's all. That's all. From the Independent Online, Independent of the UK, the letter pinned overnight to the wall of the mosque in Kandahar was succinct. Quote, girls going to school need to be careful for their safety. If we put acid on their faces or they are murdered, then the blame will be on their parents, end quote. Today the local school stands empty, victim of what amounts to a Taliban war on knowledge. The liberal wind of change that swept the country in 2001 is being reversed by the conservative estimate of the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai. 100,000 students have been terrorized out of schools in the past year. The number is certainly far higher, and many teachers have been murdered, some beheaded. In the province of Zabul, a teacher and female member of parliament, Tour Pichai, said yesterday, quote, there are 47 schools in my province, but only three are open. One only teaches girls. It is 200 meters from a large U.S. military base in the provincial capital. End quote. Across the south of Afghanistan, Afghanistan schools burned during the night, according to a bleak report released by Human Rights Watch today. At least 200 have been destroyed in the past year and a half. They're blackened shells. Many of them, new buildings constructed with foreign aid money, are visible from the ever more dangerous road south to Kandahar. The fate of the mixed-sex Sheikh Zai Middle School on the outskirts of the community in the mountains of Maruf District is sadly not atypical. A local witness told Human Rights Watch what happened when the Taliban came. Quote, they went to each class, took out their long knives, locked the children in two rooms where the children were severely beaten with sticks, and asked, will you come to school now? Close quote. The six teachers later told residents what happened to them. They were taken out of school and blindfolded. Then they were continually hit and were taken to nearby mountains on foot. All six were separated and nobody knew where the other was. The Taliban asked them individually, why are you working for Mr. Bush and Karzai? They said, we are educating our children with books. We know nothing about Bush or Karzai. We are just educating our children. After that, they were beaten up. The beatings were sufficiently serious that they remain handicapped. One of them had his leg broken and he cannot walk or work. One of the others still has problems with his hand and cannot use it. The headmaster was later targeted. He was beaten with a gun butt and later shot in the thigh. This summer, across the south of Afghanistan, the Taliban have returned. They boast the same medieval world vision, but their numbers are unprecedented. Their weapons abundant and their coffers full of money from wealthy Pakistani and Gulf state patrons and from the proceeds of drug trafficking. And what was until this year characterized as an increasingly vicious low-level insurgency has become a war. A palpable terror grips the south of the country, where overstretched Western forces battle an enemy that melts in and out of the local populace at will, and anyone associated with the foreigners or the central government is a target for violent reprisals. Faced with collapsing security and insurgents who are flowing back and forth from safe havens in the tribal areas of Pakistan, the Western forces in the south are resorting to more extreme measures. Yesterday, Operation Mountain Thrust, the 11,000-strong coalition offensive in the south, claimed to have killed another 40 insurgents in a strike on a house in Uruzgan. The 2 months since the start of Mountain Thrust have seen more than 600 killed in the south, the vast majority of them Taliban fighters. But increasingly, figures within both the Afghan government and international community are questioning whether killing such huge numbers of people is quelling the insurgency or simply fueling popular resentment. An exasperated and increasingly unpopular Hamid Karzai said in June, quote, "It is not acceptable that in all this fighting, Afghans are dying. In the past 3 to 4 weeks, 500 to 600 Afghans were killed. Even if they are Taliban, they are sons of this land." End quote. In May, the coalition forces from the West dropped bombs in Afghanistan on no fewer than 750 occasions, more than the ordnance dropped in Iraq. Rumsfeld holds a media availability in Afghanistan today with Unocal oil man come Afghan President Hamid Karzai. At his latest surprise visit to Afghanistan today, Rummy rumbled on about how great things are going here. Forget the fact that the Taliban is back with a murderous medieval vengeance, funded with drug money, beheading school teachers, flinging acid on young girls. The important thing is that people are playing, by God, they're playing soccer, and that's progress.
I think that just a few short years ago, what was happening in this country with the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, brutalizing the Afghan people and attacking innocent men, women, and children in the United States.
What?
And today, the terrorist training camps have been shut down. Soccer stadiums are being used for soccer instead of executions. And this is certainly a tribute to the people of Afghanistan.
Oh, my God. Then Rumsfeld and Hamid Karzai took questions from the mostly foreign press. Big mistake. First reporter says, "Mr. Secretary, since 2002, the armed opposition of Afghanistan's government were and are strengthening day by day. That is playing a huge role nowadays, especially the explosions, last explosions in Kabul and all over the country. What do you think? What is the main factor of these?"
I think you said that the armed opposition since 2002 has been steadily increasing.
Yes, that's what she said.
I don't know that that's the case. My impression is that the number of incidents have fluctuated.
Yeah, from bad to worse.
We have seen changes in the level of violence, the number of incidents that occur in Afghanistan.
Up, up, up!
To some extent, it's seasonal.
Like Christmas?
We know that during some portions of the year it tends to decline, and some portions it goes up. I also think that the level of incidents is up because of the level of activity.
What? Incidents are up because of the level of activity in the incidents? Does Rumsfeld have, like so many Americans, the initial indications of Alzheimer's? That's like saying more and more imports come from overseas, or now that I'm running for re-election, people expect me to run for re-election. beheadings, acid tossed in the faces of students, the inability to travel anywhere in Afghanistan unless it's within the city limits of Kabul, and even then there's a risk. What are these people eating? George Bush and Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. What are they eating besides human flesh? What kind of drugs do they take that allows Rumsfeld to stand there in the face of evidence absolutely to the contrary and make these kinds of statements?
Lay on your conscience, I look in the eyes of the Indian. Lay on the bed of love in the chair. I threw the ranch fighter over the hill. I saw the frontline boys popping their pills. Sick of the mess they find on their desert state. And the bravery of being out of range. Yeah, the person is dead. Oh man, what the hell?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die. Right down to the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them, with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I don't know how to handle when my beast-like fantasy imaginings of Donald Rumsfeld is caught by the beast-like reality of Donald Rumsfeld. It's astonishing. He says we have seen changes in the level of violence, the number of incidents that occur in Afghanistan. To some extent, it's seasonal. Seasonal. I can't understand. I really can't. Is he referring to the? He's not referring to the poppy crop. The poppy crop is protected by Hamid Karzai's government. They will send out specially selected Afghan quote troops close quote to mow a few acres down and cause a few Afghan peasants to weep and wail as they watch their livelihood being destroyed for the cameras that'll be shown, that'll taking video that'll be shown on U.S. newscasts. But other than that, it is protected. It is the only cash crop that Afghanistan has. The violence is seasonal. This is a sick man. This is a degenerate, evil man. Is there a Taliban season? And he says, I also think that the level of incidence is up because of the level of activity. Oh, God. These are the people running, or this is the man running the military wing of the Bush crime family. This sick old bastard who belongs seriously medicated and locked down somewhere where his family, if he has one, can come and visit him and bring him things like bowls of porridge and little bouquets of violets and tell him it's okay, Granddad, it's okay. But that's not happening. Policies are being initiated in his warped brain that are resulting in the deaths of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. And in the very thick of this death and destruction, this psychopathic old man surrounded by scores of heavily armed bodyguards comes into these countries and talks about how everything is okay except for the seasonal violence. Still answering the last question about increasing Taliban attacks. It's apparent here that he needs some blood thinners because it doesn't sound like he's getting enough oxygen to the brain. Here he tries to explain away his utter failure to secure Afghanistan and to protect the citizenry of that poor, sad, empire-devouring country from the Taliban.
I would also say that there's probably one other reason, and that is that the people who are determined to spread violent extremism around the world are people who are determined.
Oh, Jesus.
They do not like to see a country like Afghanistan become a successful democracy. And they would like to do everything they can to stop it. They're not going to succeed.
Rumsfeld, they already have. Look out the nearest window, you half-witted killer. Look beyond your heavily armored bodyguards, you psychopath. This is the kind of leadership, civilian leadership, that the United States military has to put up with? Rumsfeld is going to subdue Afghanistan when the British Empire could not? The Soviet Empire could not? But Rumsfeld will? No. He won't. Rumsfeld will soon die. And the war will go on until somebody assumes a position of power in this country and withdraws our troops and lets these people live safely and securely in the 7th century where they want to live. But in the meantime, these are the policies that are killing Afghans, Iraqis, Americans, Israelis, Palestinians, Syrians, Saudis, and God knows how many other different nationalities and ethnic groups. Finally, you can file this response to the reporter's question under "We can't be losing. Look at all the dead Arabs we're making." The reporter says, "Mr. Rumsfeld, you have already made some explanation regarding the latest violence in the country, especially in the south of the country, but looking to that violence and insurgency, some observers from inside and outside the country are thinking that the U.S. troops are losing the war on terror day by day."
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the word. Losing is what you said?
No. Against terror.
Well, I think if you look at the number of terrorists and Taliban and Al-Qaeda that are being killed every month, it would be hard for them to say that the coalition forces and the Afghan security forces were losing.
Number of terrorists and Taliban and Al-Qaeda and taxi drivers and school teachers and young children and peasants and kids. Remember Bush's argument that we're winning in Iraq because even though the insurgents are killing Americans, we're killing a lot more Iraqis. Yeah, baby. Bring it on. Give me some death. Give me some death.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. An environmental group says they find higher mercury levels in imported tuna. To cut down on mercury in your tuna, they're saying stick with U.S. tuna rather than imported kind, especially from Latin America. The environmental group Defenders of Wildlife say they found the highest levels of mercury in tuna from Mexico and Ecuador, in some cases exceeding the federal limit. Those countries tend to set their nets where they see dolphins to catch large tuna swimming below. Defenders of Wildlife say those larger, more mature fish tend to have higher levels of mercury because they're at the top of the food chain. The lowest mercury levels found, they say, in tuna from Asia. The federal government advises pregnant women, nursing mothers, and young children to avoid fish with high levels of mercury. The largest Sunni bloc in Iraq's parliament is planning to lift a legislative boycott after a call for unity from a radical Shiite cleric. The move by the Iraqi Accordance Front comes also after promises that a kidnapped lawmaker will be released. The group had pulled itself out of parliamentary meetings earlier this month after the lawmaker was kidnapped in a Shiite neighborhood in Baghdad. Many Sunnis blamed a militia linked to anti-U.S. cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, although the group denies any involvement. The bloc says they'll resume the participation in the legislature tomorrow, and they've gotten promises the lawmaker will be released within days. A group with links to al-Qaeda describes it as an act of revenge for the rape and murder of an Iraqi woman and the murders of her family members, allegedly by U.S. soldiers. The group posted a videotape that shows the purported mutilated bodies of two U.S. soldiers. This is the first time the group has linked the killings to the alleged rape and murders. Two sergeants among five American soldiers charged in the March 12th alleged rape, murder, and the killing of the woman's parents and a younger sister. A federal appeals court today says inmates working at prison jobs have no right to a minimum wage. A convicted sex offender argued his job at a Texas prison laundry qualified him for a federal minimum of $5.15 an hour because the Fair Labor Standards Act did not exempt prisoners. But the New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court disagreed. The judges say even if the inmate was not specifically sentenced to hard labor, he's a prisoner, not an employee. The appeals judges affirmed the lower court decision that dismissed the man's lawsuit as frivolous. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This next little bit, you may not, you may want to just turn the radio down and wait about 5 minutes and come back. All right? Fair warning. In the current issue of Haaretz.com, you can go there online, Haaretz.com, the Israeli newspaper. Article written by Gideon Levy, entitled "The Wabba's Last Meal." Now, it's a lengthy article. There's just a couple of paragraphs here I want to share with you. Okay. This is what Gideon Levy wrote. They'd all sat down to have lunch at home. The mother, Fatma, her daughter, Farah, who's 2 years old, her son, Khaled, 1 year old, Fatma's brother, Dr. Zakaria Ahmed, his daughter-in-law, Shema, who was 9 months pregnant, and the 78-year-old grandmother. A family gathering in Khan Yunis in honor of the uncle who'd arrived home 6 days earlier from Saudi Arabia. A big boom is heard outside. Fatma hurriedly scoops up the littlest one and tries to escape into an inner room. But another boom follows immediately. This time it's a direct hit by the second missile fired by the excellent Israel Air Force pilot, and it comes right into the dining room through the ceiling. Fatma, 3 months pregnant, is killed on the spot by the shrapnel that hits her spine. Her brother, Dr. Ahmed, is also killed. His daughter-in-law miscarries her child. The little girl, Farah, is moderately injured, and the baby of the family, Khaled, is critically injured in the head. A puddle of blood collects on the floor. Only the grandmother is unhurt. It will be many minutes before the ambulance arrives. This was the last meal of the Wahba family. Further into the article, it says, little Khaled is unconscious, paralyzed, and on a respirator, wounded in the head by shrapnel from the missile. I don't know who to blame, says the uncle. If it's the pilot or whoever gave the order to attack, who bears the responsibility, he asks in his excellent Hebrew. The targeted assassination, which was aimed at a vehicle carrying members of the popular resistance committees that was driving down the street, and fell instead right on the family in the middle of its lunch. It is being called an accident. And then this, further on down. On Sunday, 3 days after the event, 1-year-old Khaled was transferred to hospital in Israel, accompanied by his uncle Mohammed. This week, his condition was described as close to hopeless, and the family was told he'd have to be taken back to Gaza. The doctors told Mohammed that, quote, the situation is out of our hands, end quote. A spokeswoman for Ichilov Hospital said his condition is critical as a result of the injury to his head. At the beginning of the week, the defense minister's advisor had not replied to the request from Physicians for Human Rights that Khaled not be returned to Gaza. The boy's uncle, Mohammed, is convinced that bringing the child back to Gaza will seal his fate. Gideon Levy writing in Haaretz. It's a lengthy article, and it's only one, and there's a picture that you may not want to see of this 1-year-old kid. But if you're not familiar with the writings of Gideon Levy, I know a lot of folks insist that he's a self-hating Jew and he hates Israel, and why doesn't he go live in Saudi Arabia? You know, the same kind of stuff that they dump on people in this country who point out the murderous policies of the United States government and the suffering that is just brought down truly like fire from hell. Onto so many families, Americans, Israelis, Iraqis, Palestinians. Just so much hell, so just fiery chunks of hell. It's just astonishing, isn't it? It's the stories of the kids that almost make it impossible for me to continue doing the kind of talk radio that I do. It just makes me want to get up and walk out of here. You know what I'm saying? Haaretz.com. That's H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. Haaretz.com. And the article is by Gideon Levy. The title is The Wabba. The name, the family name is W-A-H-B-A-S. The Wabba's Last Meal. Ow. But, you know, Hamas must be eliminated. And there are groups in Iraq that must be eliminated. And I don't know. The Bush administration said today that all the detainees at Guantanamo and in U.S. military custody everywhere are entitled to protection under the Geneva Conventions as a result of that Supreme Court ruling. White House spokesman Tony Snow said this policy reflects that decision. When asked about what about the people who are being held in secret prisons by the CIA in different countries around the planet who are being systematically tortured and their souls destroyed, shredded, they're being driven insane with pain and torture. What about those people? No, that's different. This ruling only applies to those people in the custody of the United States military. People in the custody of the CIA or the NSA or the DIA or whatever organization other than the United States military that does have custody of people swept up in these various Middle Eastern countries. Those people, the fate of those people is unchanged. So I think in the ruling that was handed down by the Supreme Court and the comments by Tony Snow and the so-called change policy by the Bush crime family is very clear. From this point on, the people that the United States of America decides to torture and murder eventually will not be held in the custody of the U.S. military. They will rather be held in the custody of whatever organization the Bush crime family wants to turn them over to, as long as it's not the U.S. military. Then the torture and the murder and the death can continue outside the ruling of the United States Supreme Court. Very simple, very easy. A real yawner. All right, let's take some phone calls. If there's something that you would like to bring up, whether it is the bombing today, or Orrin Hatch going to bat for the story. When was this? A couple of days ago. The guy got 4 years in prison. The producer, musician guy from here in Atlanta, and he was busted. We'll talk about it when we come back. But 866-303-2270 is the number here. Give us a call.
Parking lots, they're big. Empathetic souls as well.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Creates uncertainty for some. I understand that.
Surrounded by illusion, sort it out.
We live in a global world, and that creates uncertainty for some. I certainly understand that. This is without doubt the most ignorant savage that ever got placed in a position of leadership in this country. It's 22 past the hour. All right, let's go to some phone calls here. All right. DeMarc is calling from Indiana. DeMarc, welcome to the program.
Mike, what's going on, brother?
You're going on.
Hey, man, I was on vacation.
Say what?
I was on vacation.
It was great.
Hey, brother, man, glad to have you back, man. You know we miss you when you're gone, right?
Oh, yeah, I can hardly stand being away.
Hey, man, we miss you, brother. But like I said, you know, you had to laugh my butt off last night. You was in classic form and that jerky with, from Minnesota, Jim Bob, Billy Bob, Cisco Bob, whoever.
Uh-huh.
That's J-E-C-K heads. That's a classic example of one last night you was talking to. You know what I'm saying? I was laughing all day about that one.
Hey, DeMarcus?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to understand what you're saying. You're kind of maxing out. Maybe hold the phone just a little bit away from your mouth. Try to get.
Let me turn my truck off. Is that better?
Go ahead.
Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. A little bit better.
I had my truck on there, brother. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But like I said, you was talking to that moron from Minnesota last night.
Right.
I've been laughing at the rules in classic form, but I really appreciate it. It was comedy relief for me last night, and I really appreciated it. But, you know, that jerky thing is a neurological disorder that afflicts mostly Republicans, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
There's no cure short of decapitation. I want to ask you about that thing with Condoleezza Rice pudding and Bunny Pants. You know, you think Bunny Pants got some Condoleezza Rice pudding for dessert?
Man, that would be something, wouldn't it? But I can't refer to him as Bunny Pants anymore, DeMarcus. I got to call him, cold-blooded killer. I just can't do the bunny pants thing anymore. This guy is out of control. This guy is he's trying to get into the International Murderers Hall of Fame, and along with Rumsfeld and Cheney, and I think he might make it.
Anyway, you know, Black Mike, that's the whole drive where people need to start beating the drums for in this whole world is for them to start standing trial for war crimes. And Condoleezza Rice pudding, she need to be in a cell right across from it.
I think they all need, some close scrutiny from an international war crimes trial. Absolutely, DeMarcus.
Oh, no doubt about it, Mike. Like I said, we got to keep them drums beating, and we got to stir up the pot, you know what I'm saying, and push out putting heat to them because, Charles Taylor and all them bad guys out there, they're going to sweep them up and take them right on off to the penitentiary or the head or somewhere, and it's time for guys like Bush to be sort of the same way, my brother. And I'm going to let you get away and talk to somebody else, and it's always good talking to you. Kathy, how you doing? And tell Molly I said hi, too, brother.
DeMarcus, thanks for checking in. Take care. Drive safe. Watch your back. Be careful. Watch out. Dick is calling from Dayton, Ohio. Dick, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say something. I'm going to say change the subject, Mike. Last week, we celebrated our birthday, but I want to salute who started back in history, Jefferson, this democracy. We got to follow this. And I agree with some of you things. These people need to learn from your show. Say in Ohio and the nation, I will not support President Bush. I will not support that guy in Ohio that has run the state or him the way he's doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I write every day to the Ohio papers, and I keep informed, Mike, but I couldn't agree with you more. We're headed towards some revolution, I think.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that because...
Yeah, I do too, Mike.
Yeah, because it's in a society like ours, it's so counterproductive. In just about any society, it's... well, maybe not. Maybe it'd be very productive. I don't know. Let me retract that last half statement. Maybe what is needed is just some sort of a cleansing... revolution or counter-revolution, if not of weaponry, then of ideas in this country. But you may be right. I would hate to see it happen. I really would.
But
a society, a people, a people can only be pushed so far.
Right.
And I think that's exactly what has happened.
Yeah.
In the occupied territories in Israel.
Yes.
In Iraq. In Afghanistan.
Yes.
You can only push so long until finally it explodes in your face. I don't know. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there. Thanks.
Hey, Mike, you're a great American.
Well, thanks for checking in, Dick. I appreciate it. Take care. We'll be back after the break. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and you need to get Greg Palast's new book, Armed Madhouse. The Baltimore Chronicle says no one's investigated the Bush Clan like Palast and lived to write about it. So pick up Armed Madhouse from Greg Palast, America's top investigative reporter and the funniest. With killer dispatches like Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf, The Scheme to Steal 2008, and No Child's Behind the Left. Armed Madhouse, also available as an audiobook with guest readers like me. Armed Madhouse. Get it at gregpalast.com or your local bookstore.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
much poppy cultivation in Afghanistan. Got to work together to eradicate poppy. The country is quite famous for growing pomegranates,
yes.
Or honeydew melons.
Pomegranates, or honeydew melons, or blackbirds baked in a pie. All right, back to phone calls here. The number is 866-303-2270. My God, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 open lines. Whoa! Phil is calling from Daytona, Florida. Hey, Phil, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thanks. I usually just email you, you know, but when you read that article about the family getting airstruck by the Israelis, I had to pick up the phone. And I listen to you all the time. We got to act, man. We just got to start acting. The politicians aren't worth a damn. One thing I noticed, man, on that 9/11 Truth New York pamphlet that I pass out, picked up in New York, it says, mm-hmm. I think we need to just stop worrying about what we say is going to be sound to others, and I think we just got to just start taking it straight into these people's faces, man. You know, nine questions about 9/11, Building 7, you know, it says contact your elected officials. I think we have to ask these folks directly, you know, not dance around anymore, you know. I don't know. I want to brainstorm with you, and my brain doesn't make for much of a storm, so I better shut up and listen to
well,
you,
well, the
man.
People, the people in power right now, Phil, are no more interested in the sort of dialogue you're suggesting than they are interested in opening their own jugular veins. We just need some new people who are willing to listen to reason, whether those people are real conservatives or real liberals, real Democrats or real Republicans. I frankly at this point don't care, as long as it's people who will listen to reason and who can take a look at the problems that we have created and a couple of our allies have created, and work to solve those problems, to work with the global community to pull this whole spaceship Earth, if you will, back from the brink. Oh my God, I sound like Dick Cheney, if you will.
Yeah,
I didn't say that. I guess I did.
I know, so you got other callers. I don't want to.
Well,
I just
okay.
want to say one more thing.
Sure.
I hear what you're saying there. I mean, the people we got in power right now, trying to change them is hopeless. I mean, like at the local, I told the screener that, you know, what can we do at this local ground level level here? You know what I mean? I mean, as far as getting in our neighbors' faces, man, and our local elected officials and news people. And,
well, again,
you know, I do the weekly anti-war protests with Code Pink and all that, and I hand out copies of Loose Change, and I do all that, but it's like we're a spit in a bucket, man, you know.
Well, again, I will quote the famous practitioner of social justice in this country from years ago, Saul Alinsky, who had three words: organize, organize, organize. That's all I got. That's the best I can do, Phil.
Well, that's what we're doing. I'm hoping, let's get more listeners out here organizing, man, and
that's it.
Contact right. us here in Central Florida. We're doing it, you know. But,
all right. Well, just keep up the struggle. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Great work. Thank you.
Appreciate you checking in. Max is calling from Minnesota. Max, welcome to the program. Thanks thanks
hey,
for holding
Mike.
Me. Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I want to say I really appreciate the show. I listen to Al Franklin, Randy Rhoads, and then you, and I just think that it gets madder and madder as it goes. Al's kind of smooth. Randy gets in the middle, and then you just blast him off. I get a real kick out of it. You know, I just started listening to satellite radio, and I think it's the best thing, you know, to get the word out. I mean, it's so cool, and I don't, you know, I don't want to take up a lot of time, but You know, I just get more and more frustrated. You know, every time I listen to Randy or you, you know, talk about this stuff, I feel powerless. I mean, how do we do anything about it? I honestly don't even, you know, I have trouble believing that any letter or call to any senator or any congressman hits its mark. I mean, what can we do short of march down to Washington by the hundreds of thousands and literally grab that bastard by the ear and walk him out the door, you know? And who do we return? Who do we turn it over to? I mean, who do we replace him with? I was watching last night on TV that Al-Qaeda makes these videos, you know, and they hand them out as recruiting videos. We should be making videos to show people what is actually going on there, and we should be, you know, letting people see this crap. And I think most Americans are really unaware, worse yet, unless it affects them immediately, you know, most of them.
Don't, you can't. All right, you got that, I hope. I understand Stan's frustration. I really do. You know what to do. People are starting. At least people call this program are starting to talk about you know, force. I do believe being a pacifist that force is an option, but it should be the last option. That I know that sounds like a contradiction, but it's not really. As far as the Bush administration is concerned, I think once again we've still got to pump as much energy as we can into the system. There are people out there. Most of them right now are in the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, who are willing and extremely able to take over control of this rapidly faltering democracy that we have, and bring it back to health. Some of them are wealthy, some of them are not wealthy, some of them are in politics now, some are not, but there is a pool of talent out there, I think, that can be activated, can be used. And I think there are an awful lot of people in this country who are starting to understand the sickness at the very top, the really, really crazed sickness in government and media academia, certain parts of academia, certainly in the majority positions in media, politics, religion, all of it. That something happened. Some sort of a virus, an Andromeda strain of some sort, got into the heads of people. And I can almost date it to the congressional races in 1994 with Newt Gingrich. I've said this several times. I think Newt Gingrich is one of the most vile, evil forces in America. He's a termite, a huge 10-block-long termite just burrowed into the foundation of this country, if not this world, and he's just eating and destroying. Newt Gingrich and his word list and his attacks and his so-called contract with America, there's so many people, I do believe, who are in positions of power who need to be removed from those positions of power. I'm not yet ready to give up on our system, even though I know, I understand, that our system right now has been heavily tampered with these god-awful voting machines. I say give it one more chance, and then if it doesn't work, then different tactics will have to be employed, or else we just let it go. And cancel Air America, because Air America will be absolutely superfluous. It will be meaningless. This program will, for sure. So if it appears that this descent into this insidious, ugly, nasty fascism that Bush and his thugs have established in this country and are spreading around the globe, if it cannot be defeated, rigged ballot boxes or not, in this country, then and if it does get another hold in November of coming, and certainly in 08, then I think programs like this one are pointless. And I do. I think Air America is pointless. Because at that point, if that happens, then other tactics are going to have to be talked about. And I'm certainly willing to talk about them. Not on the air. Hell no. Not out in public. Hell no. But I'm willing to talk about them if it comes to pass, if that comes to pass. And I get a sense that there are a lot of people out there in the world, in our corner of the world, who feel the same way. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm just kind of rambling on here, but it's gotten to that point. You know, this is not funny. It's not a game. You know, survival, I think, is at stake here, not just survival from the standpoint of being able to suck in air and exhale it, but survival of our system. Survival of just about everything, I think. I really do. I really do think that.
On the line, and the liberal with a small L cries in front of the TV. And another demonstration passes on to history.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. Well, that's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the Internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die. Right down to the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
The United States is looking forward to eating Indian mangoes.
Oh, Jesus, God.
I just want to thank you for filling up my email box with about 50 frantic emails from listeners saying, don't quit, don't go
anywhere,
please.
Nah, come on. You live with me. I live with you. You know what we talk about. It's hard to deal with this. And Kathy and I have to have discussions about this, about whether or not to continue in this, because it is just, first of all, I don't know that, I question the effectiveness of doing this program vis-a-vis doing something more constructive. I've identified this program as a non-solution type bitch session, just to sit there and wring our hands about the horribleness of it all. And frankly, I'm starting to feel useless, and I don't like that feeling. I'm old enough to have participated in several movements in this country for social justice over the past 40 years, and actually saw things accomplished as a result of organizing and getting people into the streets and getting people active. Being a participant in that, I'm not talking about being an organizer. I'm not an organizer. I defer in that department to people who are much more capable than I. I'm talking about participating in those movements, that organization, that energy. I get lots of emails from people roughly in my age group who have also fought through so much over a 40-year period, some even longer, who honestly believed that, well, it's never okay to let down one's guard. It's never okay to say, okay, mission accomplished. We are, we've established a full participatory democracy in this country, and we have respect for the law and respect for institutions. Well, it's never safe to do that, because there's always this insidious right-wing murderous attitude lurking just a couple of inches beneath the soil in this country. We still felt like, okay, at least it has been established now, justice and truth and decency. The definitions of those terms have been established. Now let's work to make them realities, whether it's here at home or in our dealings with the rest of the planet. A lot of us actually believed that we had reached that point. Mission certainly unaccomplished in the big picture, but mission accomplished where it concerned, okay, here are the definitions of truth and justice and decency and dignity and whether it's with men or women, Jew, Gentile, black, white, gay, straight, doesn't make any difference. This is supposed to, we're the country that laid out these documents and said, okay, this is who we're going to try to be. What I'm talking about is trying to breathe and find reserves of energy to resist the piggery of people like, pick a name, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, just scum, real scum, who do everything in their power and are paid extremely well to do it, to corrupt and poison and pollute and lie and cheat and steal, while the government of this country continues its move to fascism, and the military of this country continues to follow the dictates of out of control, obviously sociopathic individuals who are destroying the military, another branch of the Bush crime family, destroying the economy, destroying any sort of cohesiveness in this country. What I'm talking about is the conversations I have to have with Kathy, where this inability to once again mount up and charge is becoming a reality for people like me. know, it just, the question comes up. How much fight are you supposed to put out there? And I know the answer is as much as it takes. I understand that. But there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands, if not tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans, and I put myself in that group, who really, really worked to bring about, if not the reality of social justice, at least a clear understanding of the definitions. And again, blacks and whites and gays and straights and Jews and Gentiles and men and women and young people and old people, I have watched so many people who are maybe 15, 20, 25 years older than I at the time I was getting my education, who are dead now and gone, and thank God in a way that they are, because if they could see what we're faced with now, it's awful. So that's what that conversation is about. And I cannot handle, I couldn't handle the little girls in Birmingham who were bombed in their church. I can't handle children in Tel Aviv being blown up or in the occupied territories or in Baghdad or in wherever it occurs. I just can't handle it. Can you? I mean, if you are in my age group, if you're 50 plus, you have seen more killing. You saw the second half of the 20th century, the bloodiest century, so I've been told, in the history of the human race. I mean, Jesus, God, what is the capacity that people of our age are supposed to have? I mean, how many buckets of blood can we have dumped over us before we just say, look, I can't do this anymore. I mean, you've thought about it. I know you've thought about it. That's all that is. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Beloit. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.
Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. A derailment and subsequent fire in a Chicago Transit Authority subway tunnel late Tuesday afternoon sent more than 100 people to area hospitals for treatment of minor smoke inhalation. Authorities say the injuries are not life-threatening. The National Transportation Safety Board has been called in to help investigate that incident. Recovery efforts continue in Mumbai, India, after bomb attacks killed 163 people. Police stepped up security across India, and hospitals continue to try and treat hundreds of people. Bombs ripped through five trains and two stations during the evening rush hour Tuesday. The attacks have caused heightened security in New York City's subway system. The defense has rested, and prosecutors have started calling rebuttal witnesses in the retrial of a Houston mother who drowned her five children in a bathtub. Andrea Yates has a long history of mental illness and attempted suicide twice before killing her children. She was convicted of capital murder in 2002, but a state appeals court overturned her conviction. The jury could get the case next week. Bush administration advisor Karl Rove addressed the annual convention of the National Council of La Raza Tuesday in Los Angeles, making a case for the president's vision of immigration reform. Rove told the audience all Americans must work together to make tough choices to get an immigration bill that works, or face the possibility of a law that addresses political instead of practical issues.
Everything that this country is, everything that we have achieved, everything that we hold, everything that we promise, is because we're a nation of diversity, brought together by immigration, and sharing a common dream.
The president's plan includes securing the borders, preventing the hiring of illegal aliens, creating a temporary worker program, and assimilating immigrants through the language and culture of the USA. Americans are having a harder and harder time paying for medications. Gene Coletta reports.
Johanna Newman of the Maryland Public Interest Research Group says the report is a reminder that many Americans cannot afford the medicines they need.
The report that we released shows that prescription drug prices are not only a problem for the elderly and the very low income, but that it's actually a real problem for middle-class working families.
She says states should pass legislation to buy drugs in bulk for residents. Gene Coletta, Baltimore.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We're coming right back to your phone calls, but I have one more clip I want to play for you, and this is Bush today discussing the mid-session budget review here. As you know by now, the Bush crime family has come out and said that the deficit is not going to be $450 billion. It's only going to be $300 billion. Which is about $125 billion below the level that the Bush crime family projected just 5 months ago. But Joel Haveman, writing at the L.A. Times, points out something interesting. He says the apparent good news will not strike some economists as surprising. This will be the third year in a row that the administration put forth relatively gloomy deficit forecasts early on, only to announce months later that things had turned out better than expected. To some skeptics, it's beginning to look like an economic version of the old expectations game. Even economists who hesitate to accuse the White House of playing games say the claims of good news on the budget are unfortunate because they make people unjustifiably sanguine about the government's current fiscal health. And the focus, Joel writes, on this year's budget will distract attention from the real budget crisis, which will begin in 2 years, as the eldest of the baby boom generation become eligible for Social Security benefits. To divert attention from that continuing reality, critics suggest, the administration has borrowed a gambit favored by political candidates who commonly try to lower expectations about how they will fare to magnify the apparent size of their victory if they win. So, yeah, I'm sure you got that sense today, too. I just get sick of this. It's, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me, won't get fooled again nonsense, right? From George W. Bush. It's been totally through the looking glass in this country for the past 5 years anyway, but when this little twerp gets out there and talks about a $300 billion deficit being, never mind. Let's just play it. Let me just ask you, who's crazier, Rumsfeld for seeing failure in Afghanistan as success, and he uses soccer games as his measurement, or George W. Bush bragging about reducing the massive budget deficit he created when he really hasn't reduced it? This is the part that drives me crazy. It's once again astronomical. $300 billion budget deficit, that's not a reduction. That's another budget deficit. And there's a slip of the tongue in here in this clip that we left in just for kicks. Without any more from me, here's Dear Leader talking about being wise about the money and stuff.
The White House is the people's house, and I'm here to talk about the people's money. We're glad you're here. As you know, every year my administration produces a budget that lays out our priorities and our goals. And every summer, the Office of Management and Budget releases a report called the Mid-Session Review that tells the American people how much progress we're making towards meeting our fiscal goals. I'm pleased to report that it's got some good news for the American taxpayer.
Taxpayer.
This economy's growing. Federal taxes are rising.
Hear that?
And we're cutting the federal deficit faster than we expected.
The economy is growing. Federal taxes are rising? You mean federal revenues are rising, you half-witted moron? Where's the huge surplus Clinton left you, dumbass? Huh? Where's that? Where's the projected $3 trillion? All this Bush crime family had to do when they illegally seized power in this country, all they had to do was nothing. The Clinton administration, the best Republican administration this country has ever, ever seen. Yeah, that's right, Republican. Set in motion a flood of black ink.
where it concerns the budget, and a reduction where it concerns the national debt, which is now, where is it, 9 trillion, 8, 7, 11, who knows? So where did that go, Bush? Why are you bragging about this these phony-ass numbers? You know, I mean, any moron, speaking of George Bush, can stand out there in January and say, oh, well, we're going to have a $450 billion budget deficit. God, we got to cut spending. We got to cut some more of those school lunch programs and women, infants, and children programs. You know, and then come out in July and say, good news. Hey, it's not going to be $450 billion after all. It's only going to be $300 billion. Rat bastards. It's just unbelievable. And anyone who thinks this is a conservative administration, surely there's nobody left in the United States who feels that way. This is a neo-Nazi, a neo-fascist. Let me drop the Nazi. A neo-fascist administration. They're no more interested in... All right, let's go back to the phone calls, all right? Before I get off another one of those terribly downer tangents. Chris is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, my question was kind of this, you know, it was about the budget.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he's been coming on TV and talking about, like, oh, you know, he's going to cut the deficit by 50% and all of a sudden, which is really, it's more for gross national product percentages, you know. It's not actually reducing the debt itself, and I just, you know, thought I'd ask what your take is on that.
Well, I'm not a very bright man where it concerns this sort of stuff, but let me put it this way. When I can look in a cash disbursement book where on one side it's money taken in, on the other side it's money taken out, mm-hmm. and I can tell... amazingly, when there's a negative sign, a minus sign in front of the bottom line, or it's written in red ink,
yeah.
as opposed to a plus sign or no sign written next to that bottom figure, or it's written in black ink. And since I am fairly limited where it concerns the mental prowess to understand accounting and numbers and stuff like that, I have to fall back on that's kind of simpleton approach.
Yeah.
That works for me. If something is a negative number, like minus 300 billion, you know, I get that real quick. If it's a positive number, like plus 300 billion, I get that real quick too.
Yeah.
So, and beyond that, I'm kind of left out in the cold, like most of us, I'm afraid. Most of us, who listen to this jive turkey nonsense get all confused. And that number is not true either, as you probably know, Chris. This Bush
yeah.
crime family leaves so much off the books, they haven't put on the books the cost of the Iraq War. There's so much that's left off. The true deficit, forget the $450 billion, the true deficit is probably up around $700 billion.
Yeah.
And this is something that two or three generations down the road, if there are two or three generations down the road, in this country, we'll be paying for.
Yeah, I believe it about as much as the Social Security proposition.
Yeah, well, that's a safe position to take. Chris, thanks.
Hey,
I appreciate you checking in.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yeah, go ahead, quickly.
Is there any way I can get, like, a copy of this broadcast? Because I'd love to hear myself on here.
Yeah, go tomorrow, go to whiterosesociety.org.
White Rose what?
Society.
Society, okay.
Yeah, whiterosesociety.org. And find July 11th
mm-hmm.
of the Malloy program and go to the third hour, and there you are.
Okay.
And just cut your voice out and put it on, you know, make a little MP3, and it's yours for all eternity.
WhiteRoseSociety.com, okay.
.org.
.org, oops.
Yes. Okay, Chris, you have fun tonight, all right?
Thank you.
All right, take care. Hmm. We going to break this? We have a stretched break. Okay. It sounds like, I don't know, there's something that sounds almost obscene.
It sounds like you broke something.
I know. Cameron is calling from El Paso, Texas. Hey, Cameron, can you hold on a minute?
Huh?
Can you hold on, Cameron?
Sure.
All right. As soon as I said that, my producer starts playing the music. We'll come right back to you, Cameron. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Gotta keep you awake.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now, and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Plus, a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
being wise about the money.
This guy is really crackers, isn't he? Huh? I mean, just, it doesn't serve any purpose anymore to point out his idiocy. It's not funny anymore. It's not self-parody on his part. It's nothing. It's just, it's grotesque. The things that this clown says, just grotesque. All right, Cameron, back to Cameron, who's called in from El Paso. Hey, Cameron.
Hi, how are you? Hey, I've been reflecting on some of the things that you're saying. I'm 48 years old, African American, and I lived through a lot myself, and, you know, you're right. I kind of felt the tide changing after Kennedy was assassinated back in 63, and then Bobby Kennedy, and then Martin Luther King, and then Malcolm X, and it seems like, we as a generation of baby boomers, it's almost like we've kind of failed. A lot of us cut off our hair. It wasn't me, but put on suits and, you know, figuratively speaking, voted Reagan into office. And it seems like the Reagan Revolution just changed so much. The deregulation of the FCC, especially, the rise in talk radio, conservative talk radio. I think that the bottom line is that we need to relinquish our dependency on Saudi oil because it's really funding terrorism. I think that, we've got to have, as progressives, some kind of a grassroots movement. And I think that progressives, Muslim progressives, Christian progressives, Jewish progressives, atheist progressives need to unite. There needs to be some kind of a global coalition. We need to think outside of the box. I think regarding the things going on in the Middle East, we need to start educating Muslim children through the media, you know, these madrasas that are educating them the wrong way. I don't understand why the Bush administration isn't looking into these issues. I mean, I remember back in the 70s, Nixon and Kissinger spent a lot of time within, and I was not a Republican. I've been a Democrat all my life, but the emphasis that they put on negotiating, you know, it seems to be thrown out the window. I mean, hasn't Bush read the writings of Mao Zedong on the power of an insurgent movement? It seems like his reference point on global history, world history, warfare, how these things, the genesis of these movements in the Middle East, it seems like he just has no clue at all. I heard something that the fact that he sent chocolates and flowers to North Korea to the as some kind of a gesture. It seems so insipid and so benign and neglectful, his willingness to sit at the table and think these things out.
You've touched on you've touched on a lot of stuff there, Cameron. And I think I would prefer just to let your comments stand. As far as Bush being curious, though, that was one of his selling points. He's not a curious man. He's a black and white man. If you walk up to him and say anything, no matter how many shades or subtleties might be involved in what you're saying, he doesn't hear that. He'll just take a look. Is it black or white? Is it up or down? Is it left or right? There are no gradations for a simpleton like George W. Bush. And of course, the problem with that is when you're dealing with the kinds of issues that have to be dealt with in the 21st century on planet Earth, you better, by God, understand gradations. You better understand history. You better understand compromise. You better understand negotiation. You better understand the value of sitting down and talking with another country or a person or a nation that could be your potential enemy. Because if you don't, you're setting up circumstances where the whole damn planet might be wiped out. And this is a reason that Bush is such a danger, not just to America, but to the whole planet.
Yeah.
But anyway, Cameron, well spoken. Thank you, sir.
Thank
I got to leave it there. I got to move on. Thank you. I appreciate your call. We'll take a break here and be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
Now we're Republicans and Democrats and independents too. Well, they all like what W's done. I know that you will too. George W. Bush.
And so I've submitted a plan that not only reduces the rate at the bottom, but raises the top rate as well.
To what's right and true. George W. Bush, gonna give us a push. He's the man who knew what's right for me and you. He's the man who knew what's right for me.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them, with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside. We'll be right back.
we are welcomed, but it was not a peaceful welcome.
Yeah, right, Chuckle Nuts. Well said, you freak. RW is calling from Chattanooga. Hey, RW, how you been?
Hey, man. You know what sucks about this whole situation?
What's that?
Is that you and I don't believe in a hell. You know, we can't even take comfort that there's a special place in hell for these rat bastards.
I know. That's awful, isn't it?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
It also almost makes me want to adopt some kind of religion and become an adherent to that religion just so I can see people go to a horrible doom. But I think that's the wrong reason to subscribe to a religion, don't you?
I've got some news that might put a smile on your face.
All right, let her rip.
AP is reporting that in a column that's going to be released tomorrow, Bob Novak is saying Rove was the source in outing Plame.
Yeah, but so what?
Well, maybe that will put a little more pressure on Fitzgerald to go back and go after him again. But I don't know. I do think it's kind of strange how that's just now coming out now. And I do question why Fitzgerald, apparently it looks like Fitzgerald looked long and hard, but.
Well, I'm sure there's probably going to be some qualifiers in there, don't you think, RW, when Novak blows the whistle now and says, yeah, it was Karl Rove, he's probably going to say something like, Novak asked Karl Rove.
What he says here is, I have revealed Rove's name because his attorney has divulged the substance of our conversation, though in a form different from my recollection. End of quote.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
He does not elaborate.
Well, maybe there is. Wait. Kathy just brought it up on. This is in the Associated Press.
He also mentions the name of a CIA agent who also gave him the name as well. So that's more details to it. I have another question about this whole thing. Is the Matt Cooper in this, the New York Times Matt Cooper that's mentioned in this case, is it the same Matt Cooper used to do Radio Nation, or are those two different people?
I don't know. Are you sure it's Matt Cooper from the New York Times or Matt Cooper from Time Magazine?
Time Magazine, excuse me.
Yeah.
Cooper. I was just wondering I'm familiar with Matt Cooper used to do Radio Nation. I didn't know if that was the same person or not.
I don't think so. I really don't. Radio Nation is decidedly progressive and left wing, and Time Magazine is anything but that.
But you know, maybe this will shake some things out. And like I said, we've got this election coming up, and it looks like there's some movement going on both sides, whether it's Democratic or not. Though I have to say I'm a little ticked off at some of the Democrats and the way they're going around. I mean, Ford in our own state is...
Oh, sure.
I mean, he's pro-life. He wants to be called pro-life. He's pro-war, and he thinks they need more relief on the inheritance tax. I mean, why do we need the three Republicans running in the race? I mean, come so, you know, that's why I'm thinking like supporting Chris Lugo for Senate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's interesting, the Green candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But and what's going on with Lieberman and the Democratic leadership? He says he's running as an independent, or he might run as an independent, and they're saying, okay, we'll support you.
I Lieberman is really loyal to the Democratic Party. If the voters of Connecticut say we don't want you anymore as a Democrat, then he's just going to trash the whole idea and run as an independent. At least he's being a little bit more devious than Zell Miller, but I think that's because Lieberman is a genius compared to the hillbilliness of Zell Miller. Zell Miller is just a bumpkin. Lieberman is a well-educated man, and he's intelligent, but they're both scum as far as I'm concerned. I hate these kind of Democrats. I just hate them.
What's with Harry Reid and Schumer saying, yeah, we will support you if you run as an independent?
I didn't know that. That sucks.
I mean, they scream at us Greens for splitting the vote. I mean, what the hell is that going to do in the race? I mean, you've got your party, your party faithful in your state saying, we don't want this, SOB, mm-hmm. We're sending up our own guy, and you're going to say, well, that's too bad. We're going to support this. We're not going to support the party's nomination? I mean, that's insane.
It is indeed, but you're dealing with elements in the Democratic Party that are not Democrats.
Yeah.
Like Harry Reid, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Anyway, my condolences to to the loss of 1690, man.
Yeah, that was a shame, but the new owner says it's his radio station, and he is not going to have anybody on his radio station that is not absolutely 100% in favor of the state of Israel. He said that on the air, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to have any self-hating Jews on, like apparently Randy Rhodes and Sam Cedar. And he's certainly not going to have the kind of Israel basher that I am on the air. So screw it. He kept Al Franken because I guess Al Franken does not say anything that this guy who now owns Air America would consider self-hating Jew or anti-Israel.
Yeah, well, that's the
Air Atlanta. I'm sorry. Air Atlanta. What did I say?
Air America.
I said Air America. I mean Air Atlanta.
What we need to do, go down to Georgia Tech, get some of those electrical geeks down there and build you a bunch of Link Part 15 transmitters all over Atlanta, man. I'd go around that. You know, there's ways around this.
That would work. RW, I got to move on. Thanks, pal.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Don't be a stranger. Take care.
Yeah, just to be clear, the only show that is broadcast anymore on 1690 Air Atlanta is Al Franken's show. He didn't like Springer. He somehow found, and this is astonishing to me, Rachel Maddow's program unacceptable, and Chuck D, and all the weekend programming. The only one he kept was Franken. So.
Right. Yeah, Howard Kurtz writing in the Washington Post. Novak says he named three sources in the leak case. It's also out there on the AP wire.
But speaking of rednecks, can I tell my favorite redneck joke that I just heard this weekend? It's very quick.
Go ahead.
What's redneck's last words?
I don't know.
Hey, y'all, watch me do this!
Okay. Mike is calling from Clarksville, Tennessee. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How's it going? Two Tennessee callers in a row, I guess.
Oh, that's it.
Hey, first of all, let me tell you right up front, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican, I'm a two-time Iraq veteran, but I listen to Air America all the time because, I believe in getting the other side of the point of view and hearing everybody's points of view. And while I gotta say, I very rarely, if ever, agree with any of you, I enjoy listening to you.
What do you disagree with the most?
I can't even begin. First of all, the war, because, like I said, I've been there twice.
You think the war is good? That's a good thing?
I think it's definitely, I mean, war is never a good thing. Sometimes
okay.
It's the
okay, but I understand that. Do you think this war, a war based on lies, is a good thing?
Well, first of all, that's not why I called, but...
No. Yes, that's okay. You've declared yourself, and in declaring yourself and identifying Air America as being someone you listen to but you don't agree with, I'm just curious. Do you believe, as someone who served two tours in a war that never should have happened, do you believe that the commander-in-chief of this country should take a nation into war based on lies? That's a very simple question, and I think it deserves a simple answer. Mike, yes or no?
I think it's a very misleading question.
No, it's not, because that's exactly what happened. No.
You're trying to lead me.
No, Mike, I'm not. Mike, calm down. Oh, for Christ's sake, calm down. Take a breath, fella. What is wrong with you people? Take a breath. What is wrong with you people who identify yourself as conservatives and Republicans, and then you get semi-hysterical? I asked you a simple question. I'm going to tell you right now, fella, because you're the one that brought it up. You will answer that question or you are gone. Here's the question again. Either answer it or hang up the damn phone. I don't need this harassment. Here's the question. Do you, as a soldier, believe it is proper for the commander-in-chief of a nation to lie a country into a war? Answer the question.
Okay, no, I do not believe
it. All right, then. Goodbye. Thank you. Adios. You're out of here. That's all I wanted to hear. I don't like you. I don't like what you represent. I don't like what you stand for. Thank you for the honesty of your answer. Now, supposing you would have been killed in Iraq, you wouldn't be here to answer, would you? Supposing George W. Bush had sent you off like he sent 2,600 other Americans off to die, soldier. Don't talk to me. Don't call this program and telling me who you are and what you support and how you disagree with Air America. I don't want to hear it.
Everybody on this network, everybody who opens their mouth on this radio network talks about the ugliness of living in a country where some son of a bitch can send people to their deaths for no reason. Thousands of Iraqis, thousands of Americans. Get off this program, soldier. I don't even want to hear you. You make me sick to my stomach. If you're a true warrior, you would state it right up front that nobody has the right to send people into a war based on lies. What the hell is wrong with you? Now go away and don't ever come back to this program again. I don't want any of you people. Don't you get it? Don't you understand, you right-wingers? You disgust me. You're contemptible. You are what is wrong with this country, not what's right with it. And how dare you call me, soldier, and tell me that you support George W. Bush or this sick, disgusting, right-wing neo-Nazi administration. Call Sean Hannity. Tell him about it. He'll love to hear about it. And the sad part is, guys like me are on your side, soldier. We want to save your life. Sad thing is, you don't know it. Go away.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
they're obviously killing Americans, but they're killing a lot more Iraqis.
You notice the way you can just see him licking his lips when he says that, huh? Thanks to the crew for the program tonight. The program was engineered in New York by Justin Yuen and Stan Stolpiak. David Weissman answered your calls. Also thanks to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Back to your phone calls. Claudia is calling from Kentucky. Claudia, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Claudia.
I am so glad to get a hold of you. John Dean has been on television the last couple of days. I don't know if you've heard about his book, but he's talking about exactly what you're talking about with the last caller. His book is called Conservatives Without Conscience. And he's talking about how the right wing and the Republican Party has gone so far off track that they're completely authoritarian and they follow each other like lemmings. And he talks about how dangerous this is. And I just wanted you to know that someone of substance is out there now trying to get, you know, get the message out of how cruel and how mindless their agenda is. And, you know, I took heart in it. I felt like John Dean has been through, he's seen it all. You know, he was Nixon's counsel, and he knows how dangerous this can be. So take heart. Don't give up. People are beginning to wake up. I really believe that. If you get a chance to read about what he's talking about, I'm sure it'll hearten you as it has me. And I loved what you said to the soldier who just called, because how can he possibly believe in this regime and this president when, as a soldier, he realizes that there was no point to any of it?
I don't understand that mindset. To me, that is the same as one of the SS in Germany.
Yeah.
I have nothing but respect for warriors. But we have got a class of soldiers out there now, a bunch of soldiers, I'm not talking about all of them, who are not warriors. You know, let me quote something for you. I, Mike Malloy, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. Now, that's what every single soldier has to say upon entering the United States military. And there are some key phrases in there.
Yeah.
According to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, I will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And domestic.
If ever there was an enemy of the United States Constitution, it is George W. Bush and his gang of thugs.
And if you know anything about them, you know that they've been planning this since the Nixon administration, because they felt like it had all been taken away from them, and they have slowly and methodically planned and schemed to get it back again.
Yeah.
This power and this mindless, blind, I don't know, it just, well, John Dean calls it authoritarianism, and he compares it to the German people, how, you know, they never really woke up and saw what was happening in their country. They just believed in the power of Adolf Hitler, that he was leading them into a better, you know, a better system, and we're doing, and the right wing is doing the same thing. I mean, people are following the Sean Hannitys and all these guys. They're following them blindly. They don't.
Well,
like,
you know,
think about it.
I've read Claudia from a psychological perspective. It's almost like a so-called battered woman syndrome. You got to believe in the righteousness of the cause to justify the violence you're forced to see and participate in. And just like a battered woman is often convinced she somehow brought it on herself or deserves it, it's a psychological defense mechanism to protect your sanity. The Bush administration is expert at creating victims. And whether those victims are soldiers, political operatives, people who still believe in the righteousness of the United States, it's awful. It's just awful. And I think that is the most insidious part of this Bush crime family. They have this uncanny ability to use all the words and the phrases and the terms. They use a lot of religious allegory. They use a lot of images of Christianity. They totally pervert it, destroy it, corrupt it, just stomp on it. And they make people like my caller, the soldier, actually believe that he's to be proud because he went into a country that did nothing to us. And according to him, he did it twice and went over there with the express purpose of killing people and blowing stuff up. If that's not a sick perspective, I don't know what the hell is.
And you had every right to say, maybe if he heard any of what you said, maybe there was some glimmer of morality still left in him that he maybe is thinking about it. I mean, God help him if he's not.
I tend to doubt it. When you've served two tours in a combat zone and you come back with that mindset or that attitude, you're pretty much over the fence, beyond the pale. Out of touch.
Yeah.
Claudia, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. I got
vigilance. Hang in there.
All right. Appreciate it. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying the point of the psychological perspective. Sometimes, because I've met some soldiers like that, they feel like that's how they have to think in order to save their own sanity.
Well, that doesn't justify it. And we proved at Nuremberg that was not a defense. Absolutely not a defense. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-728-0036. That's 1-800-728-0036.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-728-0036.